From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, as the two-day early voting period begins for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections, rival parties ramp up efforts to rally supporters. Singaporean Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan says North Korea seems uninterested in engaging with Seoul or Washington and is focusing on building self-reliance and military deterrence. And with disruptions to train service expected to continue into the weekend after the Seosomun overpass disaster, the national railway operator Korail is taking steps to assist foreign travelers. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Chan. The first day of early voting for the June 3rd local elections and by-elections has wrapped up. The turnout came to 11.6% of all eligible voters, a record for the first day of early voting in any local election. Voters can cast their ballots at the country's 3,571 polling stations when they open again Saturday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Voters are selecting 16 metropolitan mayors and provincial governors, 16 superintendents of education, 227 local government heads, and approximately 4,000 local council members. Simultaneously, parliamentary by-elections are being held in 14 districts nationwide. Foreign nationals can vote in local elections if they've held an F5 permanent residency visa for at least 3 years, and this year, the number of eligible foreign voters set a record at more than 150,000. As early voting began for the June 3rd local elections, rival parties ramped up efforts to rally their supporters. The ruling Democratic Party called on voters to back its candidates as a way to show support for President Lee Jae-myung's administration, while the main opposition People Power Party urged voters to turn out and judge the arrogant government. Eileen Cahill has more.
After casting his ballot early Friday morning, the first day of early voting, Democratic Party Chairman Jung Chung-rae encouraged supporters to vote.
If you vote, we win. Early voting is taking place for 2 days, today and tomorrow. If you really want the person you desire to be elected, please be sure to vote. Please, please vote.
Jung said this is an election that can strengthen support for President Lee Jae-myung and urged voters backing the president to cast their ballots for Democratic Party candidates. Meanwhile, People Power Party Chairman Jang Dong-hyuk, who opted to vote on election day instead of during the early voting period, traveled to Sejong and stressed the need for voter turnout to prevent arrogance by the government and the ruling party.
So we don't end up thinking with regret, I could have safeguarded our happiness and the future of the nation if I'd cast my vote, and beating our chest, you must all go to the polling stations.
The opposition party also criticized an economic situation marked by high exchange rates, inflation, and interest rates. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
Singaporean Foreign Minister Vivian Balakrishnan, who visited North Korea earlier this week, says Pyongyang does not seem prepared to engage with South Korea or the United States. Balakrishnan told reporters during a briefing in Singapore on Thursday, following his back-to-back trips to both North and South Korea, that North Korea is focusing on building self-reliance and military deterrence. The minister visited Pyongyang on Tuesday and Wednesday, holding talks with North Korean Foreign Minister Choi Son-hee and Cho Yong-won, the Standing Committee Chairman of the Supreme People's Assembly, a position similar to that of a parliamentary speaker. Balakrishnan perceived several changes in North Korea, including its outright categorical rejection of reunification with the South. Analysts had speculated on whether Singapore might take on a mediatory role between Pyongyang and Washington, especially since the city-state hosted the first summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in 2018. The United States and Iran have reportedly reached an agreement on a memorandum of understanding to extend their ceasefire for 60 days and launch negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. American news website Axios on Thursday reported on the deal, citing two U.S. officials and a regional source involved in the matter, but added that President Donald Trump has yet to give his final approval. Behind the scenes, U.S. officials said the terms of the deal were mostly agreed to as of Tuesday. The officials claimed the Iranian side later came back and said they had the necessary approvals and were prepared to sign. According to the report, Trump was briefed on details of the final deal but did not immediately sign off, telling the mediators he wanted a couple of days to think about it. Industrial output, retail sales, and facility investment fell in a triple whammy for the first time in 8 months in April, primarily due to the protracted Iran war and a base effect. According to data from the Ministry of Data and Statistics on Friday, industrial production dropped 0.6% month-on-month in April, a turnabout from increases of 2.1% and 0.4% in February and March, respectively. Output in the mining and manufacturing sector fell 0.7% on-month, and production in the oil refining industry plunged 19.4%, the biggest drop in nearly 38 years in the wake of crude oil supply disruptions stemming from the Iran war. Retail sales, an indicator of private spending trends, dropped by a 26-month high of 3.6% on-month, with officials attributing the decline to a base effect from a sharp increase in sales of telecommunications devices, computers, and other durables in March. Facility investment also slid 3.6% as the value of construction completed, which shows domestic builders' performance, fell 1.4%. Disruptions to train service stemming from a collapse at the Sossaman overpass demolition site earlier this week will likely continue into the weekend. The Korea Railroad Corporation said in a statement on Friday that it has suspended high-speed train services on the Haengshin, Seoul, and Seoul Cheongnyang-ni sections until Saturday at 5 a.m. and has canceled 193 of 735 routes as of Friday. The agency plans to restore railway facilities, including tracks and lanes, and aims to gradually normalize operations through safety checks and vehicle maintenance once workers have cleared the debris from the site. Korail has arranged services at ticket booths to assist foreign travelers, allowing them to request refunds or alternative routes by presenting their tickets or passports. Local authorities are cracking down on accommodations in Busan that are demanding extra fees from customers, unilaterally canceling reservations, or carrying out unfair trade practices ahead of BTS concerts in the city next month. The Korea Consumer Agency, the Fair Trade Commission, and the Busan Consumer Organizations Council issued a consumer damage prevention alert on Friday about price gouging by hotels and other accommodation businesses while BTS is in town. The BTS World Tour Arirang will be held in Busan on June 12th and 13th. According to the agency, a lodging facility in the city's Haeundae district demanded that a customer who had already booked a stay pay 500,000 won, or roughly $332 in additional fees before check-in, claiming the room was booked below the market price. Another property arbitrarily canceled a reservation 2 months after it was confirmed and then rebooked the same room at a higher price. The nation will see mostly clear skies with temperatures rising over the weekend. Most regions will experience high ultraviolet radiation and ozone levels. Saturday morning lows will range between 12 and 20 degrees Celsius, similar to or slightly lower than Friday's, with Seoul posting a low of 16 degrees. Afternoon highs will peak between 26 and 32 degrees, similar to or slightly higher than Friday's. Seoul's daytime high will reach 28 degrees on Saturday and 30 degrees on Sunday. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.